Many people are beginning to venture back into their burned or damaged homes in Los Angeles, or they're cleaning up the toxic ash that's spread across the region. Alejandra Barunda from NPR's Climate Desk talked to experts about how to safely approach the cleanup process.
UCLA pulmonologist Reza Ranaghi lost his house in the Pacific Palisades in last week's fires.
Not a single house survived in our kind of two-block area, so the street before ours and the street after ours.
A few days later, city officials let Ranaghi and a group of his neighbors back to assess the damage. He wore an N95 mask, but he quickly realized the mask wasn't enough. In less than half an hour...
You know, my eyes were watering. Even with my N95, I could still smell the smoke, and so I was coughing.
The short-term health impacts are one thing, but Ranaghi's more worried about the long-term risks of exposure.
But now you're dealing with organic volatiles that come from the burning of the house, the roof, the appliance, right?
Couches, coolants, refrigerators. Burning all that releases a potentially toxic mix, from carcinogenic gases like benzene to heavy metals or asbestos fibers. It's present in the ash and smoke, not only in the destroyed neighborhoods, but across the city.
Those are actually much more dangerous than what smoke may do to your lungs alone, right? Now we're talking long-term consequences.
Scientists still don't totally know what those health consequences are. But after the Lahaina wildfires in 2023, residents exposed to smoke and ash experienced increases in heart, kidney, and mental health issues. Ranaghi was really worried that people in LA didn't know the risks, so he started alerting people to take precautions when they went back.
To our few friends and family and neighbors, it's just been either text message or phone calls.
N95s or even respirators. Gloves, goggles, long pants, the whole protective shebang. Ranaghi's house was totally destroyed, but many other people's homes weren't burned to the ground, and they're now filled with toxic smoke and ash. Colleen Reed is a health geographer at the University of Colorado Boulder. She studied the lingering health impacts of smoke and ash in people's homes after Colorado's Marshall Fire in 2021. Like Ranaghi, she says take the cleanup risks seriously because the ash can get back into the air.
We found that when people cleaned, it resuspended that ash. We could measure that the PM levels went up. So, like, you want to wear a mask that's protecting you from that.
Or even consider hiring professional environmental cleaners. Yost Gao is another University of Colorado Boulder scientist. He was part of a different study after the Marshall Fire that looked at how deep smoke got into people's houses.
That smoke managed to penetrate indoors through cracks underneath doors, windows, etc.
And not just that, dangerous gases like benzene and formaldehyde came in with the smoke too.
What happened to the gases, in part, was that they got absorbed into building materials.
Wood framing and maybe even drywall, along with furniture and mattresses. The gases stuck around for up to 5 weeks. DeGau's group found that running activated carbon air filters constantly could suck away those dangerous gases. That, plus wiping down surfaces again and again, will go a long way toward making your home safe again. For NPR News, I'm Alejandra Barunda.